That's why if I, depending on what Tim Hortons I go to, I use different accents. That way I don't look like an a-hole always going to the same ones. Some Tim Hortons I'm British, some I'm Australian.
Hey, we're recording!
So large energy! Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you.
You know what I had one of the workers there tell me? You know where they get the raspberry from? It's derived from a beaver's anus sac. I don't know if he was just telling me that to deter me from keep ordering it, but I still get it.
Oh, that's what the raspberries are?
I don't know.
Beaver sac?
I don't know.
I think he's just saying that so you don't come over there anymore. He's sick of seeing you.
Probably.
I mean, hey, next time throw a headshot with a signature on it and, like, just peel out.
I should have.
Tell him to listen to the podcast. Give him a podcast coupon or something.
A coupon.
Oh, okay. So speaking of the podcast, we decided that August should be kind of like a happy holiday, a happiness holiday.
Summer's coming to an end. We're getting ready to begin fall.
Yeah, we're going to wind down, but we still need to keep that vibration high. So we decided that August is So Much Genergy Awareness Month. So, So Much Awareness for So Much Genergy.
Jen, I'm excited about this, kicking this off too. This is going to be a good time.
This is so cool. So we have collaborated again with our little buddy Susie over at Feeling Creatively again, who she drew our cartoon for our So Much Genergy logo, our little cartoon logo there. And she has made us these cool coloring pages that are, one is, this is gonna be cut, color, and take some Genergy with you. So this first one is me. It's a little paper doll cutout so you could cut and color and put some Genergy right in your space there.
Jen, I want to stress the paper doll on that one. It comes with Genergy, Jen, and then it also comes with a couple different hairstyles and a couple different outfits that you can color, cut out, and make her wear.
Yeah, and then we have another one. So this one is you. Why don't you give a description of this one?
This one is hilarious. This one is Bigfoot sitting on a tree stump. Looks like possibly drinking a coffee. It says, subtle notes of camphor. And then down
I think he's smelling the essential oil.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. You're right. Then down in the corner is me with my hands out, and it says cryptid or essential oil. Oh, you're right. There's the little essential oil vial again. Excellent.
Yep.
All right, so what's the third one?
The super fun. And then this one is almost like, kind of looks like Rainbow Bright.
That does. That could be
except
a stepsister.
Yeah, except it's So Much Genergy. Sister of Rainbow Bright.
So we have three different coloring pages?
We have three different coloring pages. Those will be on our website. You can go there and find those, and then you can download them, color those, take a picture of it, and then you can tag us at hashtag So Much Genergy or at So Much Genergy so that we can get it.
So people have to go onto the website, print these off, color them, and then post it to their social media?
Yeah, put it on their page and just tag us in it so that when we go search all the tags, then we can find all the cool coloring sheets. And we're going to pick a winner, okay? The amazing prizes are going to be, one, your choice of a merch package. Cool.
What comes in a merch pack?
Car sticker. We have trading cards. We got booby rocks. We got a glitter biscuit, T-shirts.
All that comes in a pack?
Yep. And then it can be their choice of shirts too. So we have some different shirts. I have a Taco Tuesday shirt that's new. I can get that. We have the Year in Luck shirt. And then I have just a Genergy shirt. Okay, or another option would be one free coaching session with me, which actually retails for $150. Or for Jeff Jones to come and sleep on your couch, and you buy him a coffee valued at $4.38.
That's right, Jen.
Your choice.
I felt like I needed to throw something there into your prize pool. So they will have their choice of a merch pack, a coaching session with you,
right?
Or I will come and sleep on someone's couch for a weekend.
Yes. So we will be picking a winner at the end of the month, the 30th, because we record on Sundays. So why don't we set this to the 30th? And then on that show, we can pick a winner, and then they can pick whatever they want out of those options. And then, yeah, so this is just to spread happiness, spread awareness, spread your Genergy all over, you know, laughing, hooting and hollering. I mean, who doesn't need that in their life? I mean,
I hear you there.
Coloring pages. I feel actually pretty cool. I think we should send these out. Like, we should just color these ourselves and then send them out for our Christmas cards or something.
I think we should get a calendar made.
Shut your mouth.
Could we do that with the ones people post to social media? Could we choose 12 of them and get a calendar made? Something to look into.
Oh, maybe we could check onto that. Maybe, well, we'll have to talk to Susie too, because I don't know if we want it to be like, well, I guess we could do, if people did three, like we did different ones for each month, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Oh, hey, just a follow-up from last week. I did email John to see back. I'm awaiting a response, so.
Oh, I thought you had, they haven't responded yet?
Didn't respond yet. I was wondering if I should send him a meatloaf, like a homemade meatloaf.
you should, and wrap it with my headshot.
Yeah, put your headshot in there and then write in it in ketchup, scat out of hell. Right on the top. Oh, I could get it like a little fancy, like piping bag from the bakery, you know, like, and then pipe it.
No one's trying to do that, Jen. No one's trying to do that.
Yeah. Oh, I think I just pulled the headset out and I'm laughing. I did? Am I back?
Yep, you are.
Oh, hang on. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, I'm back. I did yank my cord out. Oops. Okay, I'm back. All right. So, yep, I'll let you know if I hear from John to see. Yeah, what else you got this week?
Not too much. You know what I was noticed the other day is around here, I believe on August 4th, I think we have a lot of our elections coming up.
Okay.
So there's just political signs everywhere, every corner. Everywhere.
Yeah.
But there's a guy who has also made his own signs and put them in with all of these candidate signs, and you got to look for them. And I just noticed it the other day, and I started looking for them, and I'm noticing them more and more. It's Kevin for power washer. Kevin says Kevin for power washer. And then I've also seen people peppering in there also, now that I've been looking for the Kevin signs, pine straw. Which there's always pine straw is always near the political signs out here for people selling pine straw.
Uh-huh.
They started getting political signs that look like political signs that say pine straw. I don't know, but Kevin for power washer, that's been cracking me up.
All right.
Well, let me ask you this, Jen. What comes to mind when I say Milky the Clown? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you remember Milky the Clown? Milky the Clown was a clown that stood outside Kmart, and he was only there one time, and we had stopped and talked to him, and I was jazzed about it. I got a picture taken with him, and that Polaroid was on my wall in my room for probably 7 years. It got all sun faded. That's how long Milky was on my wall.
I have another one.
Another picture?
I have one.
Do you? I had one. Mine got all sun faded.
Oh, I'll find it and I'll take a picture and I'll post it on our So Much Genergy page.
The other day though, I went down got out the unicycle again, started messing with that. Then I started YouTube and things. Like, I went down this whole rabbit hole, and somehow eventually it reminded me of Milky the Clown. And I thought, you know, I'm going to ask Jen if she remembers Milky.
Yeah, I do remember Milky. There was something where we were like, Because then when it was the same when like Homie the Clown was on. No, In Living Color.
Yeah, In Living Color.
In Living Color. Yeah, yeah. So when Homie came out, we were like, we would die laughing because that was like right around the same time that we had seen Milky. Like, Milky. The kid playing the clown, he looked like he was maybe like early 20s.
Milky the Clown?
He looked young, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was. Yeah.
But yeah, he was outside Kmart. And just super side note, like, so Spindy loved Kmart mashed potatoes. I don't know if there was like crack in those things.
They were really good.
They were real good. And they were consistent. You know what I mean? Like, so if we went to Lake Orion Kmart or Waterford Kmart, they were the same and they were so good.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Good times with the Milky the Clown.
Yep. Also the other day, I was driving down the road. My oldest, 15, he's sitting next to me in the passenger seat. I dropped something down into the seat, a marker or pen. And I go, hey, take the wheel a second. And he looked at me like, what? I go, hang on to the wheel. And I started fishing around the seat. He got all panicky and started asking me like, how am I expecting him? How many times growing up did we hear dad say, hey, take the wheel? And you just all held the wheel. Like every time we went somewhere, it would happen. It just was that common. Yeah, my kid looked at me like I was crazy the other day because I said, take the wheel. I don't know. That's cracking me up. Also, another thing, I was playing Yahtzee with this lady the other day. And you ever seen somebody roll dice where they're just like holding their hand out like they're holding water in their hand, but they have dice? And then they just kind of bobble their hand until the dice just kind of decide they want to fall out of their hand. It was so – I've never seen somebody roll dice like that in my life.
It's almost like a fish out of water flopping around, but it's your hand.
But some dice, and like the hand could – it could sit there bobbling for 5 seconds or 15 just until them dice decide they're coming out.
And then
it was so distracting.
Yeah, and then like, but then you have people on the opposite end. So like, when I play Yahtzee with Josh or Peanut, it's serious. Like they put it back in the felt container, you know, like the little shaker thing, and then like shake it like it's salt and pepper their food or something. And then it's serious.
Parcheesi was the only game I ever used the cup on, and that's because the cups were like the size a shot glass, because the dice were super small. But they were felt and they were. It just made the game more fun.
Right.
Also, though, speaking of mom, did I say that was mom?
Nope.
Also, I was looking up some essential oil stuff for her the other day, and I actually came across this article that there's a hair loss treatment, the essential oil mix you can make at home to promote hair growth. Now, I read the article, and it talks about the, you know, when it comes to essential oils, you got to have a carrier oil.
Yeah.
So it kind of breaks down their testing and what they had did, and they basically had tested this on 43 patients, at the end of the study, 19 of the 43 patients in the active group demonstrated significant improvement in hair growth, while only 6 of the 41 in the control group showed improvement. So there were signs of improvement. Telling people, though, the essential oil blend that they were trying is 2 drops Atlas Cedarwood, 3 drops of thyme, 3 drops of rosemary, 3 drops of lavender, and then these last two are the carrier oils, a half teaspoon of jojoba, J-O-J-O-B-A, carrier oil, and grapeseed carrier oil, 4 teaspoons. But I thought about testing this and putting it on my chest. As you know, Jen, I was not gifted with hair below my head.
No, how would I know that?
Well, look at our family. We're not hairy people, but I am going to try to see if I can't like maybe make a J on my chest. I'm going to wipe this on every night for about a few weeks and see what happens.
Stupid. Next thing you know, your headshot's going to just be like, everyone thinks it's a beard, but it's just your chest hair shooting out of your chin.
Just coming out of there. What are they? People be like, oh, what's that coming out? What is that coming out of his shirt? Is that a perm?
Yep. Oh man.
No, but that's about all I had going this week. Other than that, I started watching Spartacus. You ever watch Spartacus?
I don't think so.
It was a show that was on probably about 8 years ago. It was a really good show. It was on for 2 seasons, Spartacus Blood and Sand, and then the actor that played Spartacus after the second season developed cancer and had to pull out of the role.
Oh.
So they started another series called Spartacus, Gods of the Arena. I'm still on Blood and Sand watching the original one again. I started that. If you like just watching action, a lot of blood, and just a ridiculous amount of unnecessary nudity of both sexes. There's just a lot of naked people walking around.
Whoa!
Every scene. It's just what they did back then, I guess.
Oh, that's random.
I don't know.
Well, that's
reminds me of when I had my own apartment.
Yeah.
I was the god of my arena, Jen.
So dumb. We've been watching, did you see The Umbrella Academy on Netflix?
No, I saw that that was an option.
Oh, it's so good. It's really good. Like, the premise is so good. It's about seven kids that were born on the same day, and this guy, I would say, like, buys them, but he adopts them, and they all have superpowers. So it sounds kind of cheesy, but season two just came out, and we binge-watched it yesterday. It was so good.
Nice. It was
really good. Yeah, big fan. Big fan. Yeah, so what are you jazzed about this week?
This week, I would have to say there's an artist I listened to him a few years back. I really got into this guy real heavy. And when I looked him up on Pandora and you look him up on like Spotify, the range of music that other bands, I guess, that those apps consider similar, I found so many other bands. But after like 4 years now, I've gone back and listened to that, got back on this kick again. His name's Lincoln Durham, LincolnDurham. Lincoln Durham. And it's just one guy, but phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just phenomenal. Yep. If you look him up, I'd recommend listening to any of his studio albums. And then after that, look up some live albums. His live albums are really good. It's just him with a guitar. Most of the guitars he's made himself. And he also just uses his feet to play the drums most of the time. Okay. Uses suitcases, things like that.
Yeah.
But on the studio albums, it sounds a lot cleaner. But I think if you were to just look up a live album, you might get a little put off by how naked it is, like how stripped down it is.
Okay.
Yeah, but still really good. Lincoln Durham.
What would you say, what kind of music is the genre, would you say?
I'm not sure. I guess one guy at work, when I had him listen to it, he considered it busk music.
Okay.
So kind of like you could see this guy sitting in New York with a hat out there, but at the same time, he's way too good for that almost.
Yeah.
Not like him as a person. I just think as listening to him, he would be too good for that.
No, that's awesome. And I appreciate you like putting that out there too, because I think, you know, just like if you share, you know, that's how other people find out about other people. And
And like I said, as soon as I punched him into Pandora or Spotify, I found a whole other genre of just people that I love listening to now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Josh got introduced to a group called Trampled by Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
So Josh has been listening to that, so he loves them. And, you know, Shannon and G-Dub, they've seen them live in, I think, Asheville. Not too long ago, COVID. Yeah, so this week, my little pep and my step is that today, so we record on Sundays, and my article was just released today in the Good Men Project. So I'm super excited about that. And
nice.
I've had, you know, I appreciate everybody that has shared that. And that means a lot because I feel like it's really struck a chord with a bunch of people because it's talking about how to be comfortable with laughter as like a conduit for vulnerability.
Right.
So it's just a short little article, but I'm excited because I feel like this will open some other doorways. You know, I can go back in there, and now that I'm published, it'll be a little bit easier. I can go back in there and write for them. I can see what they have available and what they want people to write about, and then write about it. So
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm excited about that. So two things that we need from you guys, the listeners, our awesome fan base. One is go get those coloring sheets from our website, and then you're going to want to color those, print it off, and then hashtag so much Genergy or at so much Genergy, and then we will pick a winner on the 30th. Thanks for that. And then the second thing, because we are trying to, you know, keep going and create laughter and share the momentum and the vibration with everybody. And we just need your assistance we're trying to get ranked. And to do that, we have to have a ranking on Apple Podcasts. So if you wouldn't mind, just take 3 minutes and shoot over to Apple Podcasts and then give us a 5-star rating. And if you could write a review, that would be amazing, because we get more points if you do write just a short little review about what you like about the show, or, you know, just feedback, you know, because we appreciate honesty too. And
right.
Yeah. So we appreciate all the listeners. We hope you have an awesome week. And did you have anything else there, Jimmy?
No, I think that's about it. I think you said it all. I want to say thanks, Susie, again, though, for the awesome drawings.
Oh, my gosh. They're so hilarious. Fantastic.
Like them.
Stay tuned, because we have a lot more projects in the works, and we're excited to share that with you. So, yeah, let's grow together. Like your garden.
Like my chest hair.
Your herb. Okay, see you next week. Bye.
This poem is for you, Milky. Although your makeup was black and white, there was no gray with you. You could tell what I was thinking while you twisted your balloons. Out front of that Kmart, when you seen me feeling blue, you bestowed upon me a Polaroid, an inspiration too. You taught me the importance of having many crafts, to utilize my mind to get many more laughs. You told me to unicycle and not to depend on others, to twist balloon animals, but to never ruffle feathers. You taught me to juggle the many tasks that come before me. The future is endless, you said, and so are the possibilities. If I am ever feeling low or a situation has me down, to hold my head up high as if on stilts high above the crowd. You asked me that day, why do I want to be a clown? Because of you, Milky, you taught me to never let life get me down.